The dictation for Collator Taylor, Collettayor. Date of service is 11/7/2023. Date of birth 11/10/1961. And date of so far in the lumbar spine. And she reports that she has almost 80% improvement due to these injections. However, her pain does rise up to the and she is reporting ADLs are affected 9. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the substance abuse compliance history, and the physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 102/55, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 10/19/2023. Dictation number is 1024-064. The diagnoses are the same. The plan is to continue the medications, which are Celebrex, Xanax, Zoloft, and Lyrica, for helping her to continue, and an MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine that was ordered along with MRI of the neurocont brain has not been done. It'll be done at next week. An X-ray of the left hand was ordered to identify any fracture, as she was complaining of severe pain. MRI of the so she'll be seen on 11/19 to discuss. She also got neck brace, back brace, tense unit, and an MRI of the left shoulder has already been done. No, MRI of the left shoulder is also being ordered, so that we'll have all the pathology together so we can treat her properly. She does have a spinal stenosis at L3-4, L5-S1, compression of left L1 nerve, and disc herniation and bulging from L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. In the cervical spine, we do not find major issues. However, I believe the reporting from M1 imaging will be excellent to differentiate the two MRI reports. She is provided with Percocet 7.5/325 once a day, daily for 15 days for pain relief. Namenda is prescribed 10 milligram daily for 30 days, in addition to the Celebrex, Xanax, Zoloft, and Lyrica. Her maps looks good, and the labs have been reviewed. She'll be seen in 10 days' time once the MRIs are done. Thank you.